KQED.
There was no fish in 77. Then it rained, and in 78 it was huge, huge year, huge year.
Captain Ernie Kopf has fished herring on San Francisco Bay for 35 years. He's offloading his catch on a cool Monday morning at Pier 45, just behind Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco.
There's scales everywhere if you look at them. And that's after I washed.
Each winter, tens of millions of herring flood the bay, setting off a frenzy of birds, marine mammals, and fishing boats.
Let me ask you what he's doing right now. What's going on?
They are going to put these fish in these boxes. It's going to be in slush ice is how these fish are going to be transported to the freezer.
And from there, the fish will be processed so their little golden eggs, called roe, can be shipped off to Japan, where they're a delicacy.
Send it!
Four years ago, there was almost no roe to enjoy. California nearly lost its herring population. Scientists believe a lack of food source and warming water caused the numbers to shrink by 90%. Government decisions to close the herring season and impose strict catch limits helped bring back some of the herring. But now there's a new problem. The little silver fish are getting tinier. It's getting tougher to find older, more valuable herring.
In fact, there's been a very, very dramatic decrease in the age distribution of the population.
Biologist Anna Weinstein with Audubon, California, is kayaking through hundreds of brown pelicans and harbor seals near Sausalito, ground zero for the herring spawn. She says the herring that are breeding this year are almost all 2 or 3 years old.
Well, what's the problem with that? Well, this is a fish that lives to be 10 to 13 years old and is a multiple-year spawner. And the eggs of older fish, there tend to be more eggs. They tend to be better quality eggs.
And the loss of high-quality eggs means less herring in the future, a big problem for the marine food chain.
The small fish, sardines, anchovies, smelts, young rockfish, young salmon, and herring are literally the heartbeat of the ocean. It's what our predators need to survive and thrive.
Forage fish, as they're called, are in decline globally. Some conservation groups took the National Marine Fisheries Service to court this month in San Francisco, asking for stronger fishing regulations on forage fish. While herring aren't included in the current lawsuit, the groups Audubon and Earth Justice have expressed concern about how California Fish and Wildlife is managing the state's herring stock.
Yeah, there's some stuff to tow on. We can get a sample here.
Tom Greiner with Fish and Wildlife is out on the bay catching herring samples to take back to the department's lab. He says the state is monitoring the problem with older herring.
It's actually a coast-wide concern, so it's not just San Francisco Bay. If we only saw it in fished populations, then we'd probably assume that it's overfishing. But the fact that we see it in populations that with no fishery makes us think it may be a different cause. We're not sure.
Greiner is aware that the double whammy of shrinking fish and fewer mature eggs comes at a bad time for the herring fishing fleet. Roe prices in Japan are sliding. That's due in part to competition, but also the Japanese are eating less roe. Some local chefs have an idea that they think will help protect the bay's herring. It's a little counterintuitive, but chefs like Kenny Bellov of Fish Restaurant in Sausalito suggest to save local herring, we may want to start eating them.
We wouldn't do any damage by leaving the fish in the bay and taking less, higher quality, giving it to chefs that want to utilize the entire protein. And there's definitely a buzz. Chefs want to pickle it, they want to smoke it, they want to cure it, they want to serve it fresh, and they're getting their customers asking for it.
While the demand for herring in the bay is still pretty low, the foodie plan might just reduce pressure on an already stressed fish. Last year, local herring fishermen like Kopf got twice as much per pound for herring bound for local plates as for those headed to Japan. For KQED News, I'm Shannon Service.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation,
the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.